Welcome to the Married to Bravo podcast. I am one of your hosts, Jolene Lanza Hernandez. And normally I would bring in my husband, Chel Hernandez, introduce him at this time. But we are trying something different with the Married to Bravo podcast because, like we said in the last episode, Chel can only do 2 podcasts a week. He tapped himself out with 2 housewives a week. So I've enlisted the help of my guy bestie, who's also a comedian and hates Bravo, has never watched it, but just knew that he probably hated it, and to cover the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So if you guys have never listened to this podcast before, normally I have my husband on here and we break down episodes of the Real Housewives. I'm a fan of it. He's not, but unfortunately for him, when he married me, he also married Bravo. And unfortunately for my friend Jason Webb, who's here today, when he became friends with me, he also became friends with Bravo. So Jason Webb, welcome to the Married to Bravo podcast.
Thank you. I'm basically here because your husband doesn't want to do another.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Yep, you can hear Chell in the background. He just yelled out he's at his limit.
Yeah, I understand
Because I wanted to cover, we already do the Housewives of Orange County, New York, New Jersey. We're going to start Beverly Hills.
Oh my gosh, do you just only watch Bravo?
Pretty much for this podcast, and I like Bravo. But I wanted to do Atlanta because Atlanta is awesome, and I thought you would work because you're Southern.
Oh.
So I thought, oh, the Southern correspondent.
We met in Atlanta.
We did. Oh, I forgot about that. At a comedy festival. Yeah. So this is fate. This is what you were born
yeah,
to do.
That, yeah, that's what you will call it. I feel like I got swindled into this.
You did. You got swindled. But you shouldn't have met me in Atlanta. You shouldn't have become my friend.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's kind of how it
goes. A lot of mistakes have happened over the year.
A lot of mistakes, yeah, over the year. It has been about a year, right, that we've been friends?
Maybe more. Maybe a year and a half or something.
Yeah, probably a year and a half, I think. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been counting, but I have a feeling now you're going to start counting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's going to end sometime.
So, you guys, if you haven't already, just a quick reminder, rate and review us on iTunes. Also, hit us up on our social media, Married the Number 2 Bravo on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're dropping them hot memes, Housewives memes, and the Housewives are liking them. Jason, you don't know this. Do you follow us on our Married to Bravo Instagram?
Yeah, I follow you on Instagram.
The Housewives actually like our memes.
Oh, wow. That's
so
cool.
And they'll leave comments, and it's super fun. Oh. So, I don't want to brag, but we're up to over 800 followers, and it's really fun. Jason does not care about any of this.
Yeah, I don't care about them. But I do think it's funny to have a conversation and then just tell everyone to rate and subscribe to your podcast like in real life.
I wish I could do that in real life. Like, yeah, you should. How are you doing? How are you feeling today? Anyways, if you haven't already, could you rate and review my podcast?
Yeah, that's networking. That's some quality networking.
As comedians,
and you give them a card.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
We need Married to Bravo cards. And then we're going to have you, a little picture of you in the corner going, come back, Chell. Well, we had a hashtag Save Chell, and people have hashtagged that on Twitter and on Instagram. And they say, we don't want to save Chell. We want Chell to have to keep suffering.
Oh, wow. They're like...
watching
they're
Bravo.
Bad people that listen to
no,
this.
No, they're good people.
No, they're bad people. They want men to suffer.
Well, there are some men that like this. You two just happen to be
two.
Yeah,
they're called masochists.
That don't like it. But, so you guys, Jason is going to be covering the entire season. Let's hope. Yeah. Our fingers crossed.
Okay, let's just start with this episode and see how it goes.
So we're a little behind. Atlanta is now on, it's going to be on its 5th episode, but we just watched the first episode, which was season 10, episode 1, 15. 50 Shades of Cynthia.
All right. And I already think the title's trite.
Okay.
I don't think it's
what's
a
happening
good title.
With the title for you?
I just don't. I'm tired of 50 Shades of Grey, like, puns and stuff. Like, it's been, like, how many years since that came out and we're still doing on this? Come on.
Well, there was a part 2 that I don't know if anyone
watched.
Yeah,
but no, you can't say I'm going to reuse this pun because part 2 came out. No, it's just like, I don't know. I didn't like that. That put me off to a bad start with it.
Right away.
Was the title. But I wanted to like it.
You wanted to.
Yeah,
well,
I wanted to.
You're only one episode. The first episode into every new season of The Housewives is never the best because they have too much to cover. And plus, you've never watched any Bravo before, right?
No. I didn't expect for us to be a minute 30 into it and they're already drama starting. Like, it was just like, okay, can I get to know someone before we like have problems? Because like this is stressing me out.
For you, it's new. For them, it's 10 years of built-up resentment.
Oh, my God. Like, why are you even... like, I don't even keep friends 10 years if there's that many... if there's more than two problems, friend's gone.
Like, but we if you were getting up. Paid?
If we're getting, oh, well, if we're both getting paid, then I guess.
Because these women are getting paid.
Oh, well, yeah. You could pay me to be friends with anybody.
I know. That's how I feel. That's how you become a housewife.
Yeah.
That's part of the interview. Could I pay you to be friends with anyone? Yes.
Yeah.
You could be a housewife.
Oh, I would love to be a housewife.
See?
They have parties and stuff. It seems so fun.
They do. So we'll start and we'll kind of break down. You've never even listened to an episode of Married to Rob, so this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
But
I still support it.
Okay. I appreciate it. The episode starts with Candy, who's at the OLG, which is the old lady gang, which are her mom and two of her aunts. They started a restaurant named after them in Atlanta. And apparently we saw in this first scene, it's become very popular.
Is it though?
Well,
like, I've never heard of it, and I go to Atlanta a lot.
Well, Jen, I think it was Jen O'Neill Smith, who is a comic in Atlanta, and she's fantastic. So if you live in Atlanta, go check her out. She's a Housewives fan, and I believe her and I had a conversation, and she said that it actually is popular.
Well, that's good, because I would be that would take it away from me a little bit if like it's actually. It's just a set. Like, there's basically no one there.
I know, which is true for most reality TV.
Yeah, because, and most people, it's hard to run a successful restaurant business, too. But
we don't know if it's going to last. I mean, it's really new.
Yeah.
But a lot of the housewives, or a couple of them, have had success. Where we are right now in West Hollywood, down the street, one of the housewives has two restaurants. Pump, you know, in Santa Monica?
I've never seen that.
Really? No. You've never been that far down in West Hollywood?
I don't know.
It's on the way to Shake Shack. Do you know where Shake? We know where Shake Shack is.
And I know where Shake Shack and the LA Fitness is.
So it's on the way there.
Okay.
And Pump is owned by Lisa Vanderpump from Beverly Hills, and she also owns Sir. Well, Pump is like a gay bar, but also a restaurant. I've never eaten there, but I've went there.
Well,
to,
that's
like,
everything
hang out.
In West Hollywood.
Exactly, it's a gay bar.
It's a gay bar and something else.
That's why West Hollywood's the best.
We're a gay bar, and this is an old newsstand.
Exactly.
Like, it's like whatever. It's like, all right.
That's really true. So Candy, we see Candy. You meet Candy for the first time. We see Candy again for the first time. You were like, wow, she looks different in her interview than she did.
Yeah, she looked like, I don't know what it was. It was makeup or something. She looked like a completely different person.
You know what it is? It's that ring lighting. It's lighting.
In their
interviews. Yes.
Well, it made them look worse. The ring light made them look worse, and it's supposed to make them look good. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was a ring light.
You thought it was too much makeup, maybe?
I think it was too much makeup.
Yeah. Their confessional looks, tend to be really made up.
Yeah, and I just don't understand that, like, as a person who never, like, I'm a guy, of course I never wear makeup or anything, but I don't even, like, put on a good jacket unless I'm doing something, and these people are dressed up all day long. Like, that's exhausting, dude. Like, give me some sneakers or something.
Then we see Candy talking to her husband, Todd.
Time.
And they were talking about, we selling chicken like they selling marijuana.
There's no way they're selling chicken like marijuana.
Well, Todd's hoping, because Todd quit his production job when he got with Candy and met her on the show.
Wow.
But so far they seem to have a good marriage.
Was he like a PA on the show or something?
He was something. He was a producer, I think. And he then met Candy through the show, and they ultimately, now they're married. They have a kid and...
Wow, that's some good networking.
But Candy, I'll give you a little history on her. She actually is she's won Grammys. She wrote TLC's No Scrubs.
Oh, what?
She's like really like an accomplished artist. She also was in the original like girl band / you could almost say it's like an early Destiny's Child, Escape, which was in the 90s.
Yeah, I know Escape.
So she's a member of that, which they're making a comeback right now. Oh. And they're doing a show about it on Bravo. If you want to watch that with me too, Jason.
You know what? No. That one sounds more interesting than this one, though.
Well, it's pretty good. Well, the thing with the Atlanta Housewives are a lot of them are successful in their own right.
Yeah.
And so that's why I kind of like these women a lot, because they do shit.
Well, yeah, they're successful and they're also catty. Like, mean to each other.
Well, they throw shade. The shade is so real.
They don't know how the media works. Like, they are the media because they have podcasts and everything, but they talk shit on like a show or a podcast and not expect it to get around back to the person. It's like insane.
The whole episode was pretty much about that.
Yeah, it was insane. Like, what do you mean you don't? Like, what? You're causing this. Stop.
You did it. You said it.
Yeah, you did it. You knew, like, do you not know how podcasts work? You're like, this is just... going out to one person.
Well, we saw from the scene, jumping just two scenes ahead, Portia's house where she did a podcast. I don't think they know how podcasts work. Because Portia's there with her sister and like her cousin, and they're not even talking directly
into
the mic.
Nobody's talking into the mic. They're talking away from it. I was like, they must be mic'd some other way.
Yep.
Because like they act like they've never like held a microphone
before. You know the producers were like, okay, Portia, you're doing a podcast now? Just come and pretend. She's like, okay, I'm going to pour some Hennessy. And then her sister's like, hey, this is You're like, no, put it up to your mouth.
Yeah, she was reading something off her phone, but she was turned towards her phone. It was insane.
But me and Jason were watching this, and we're like, the sad thing is more people will listen to that podcast than will ever listen to this.
Yeah, for sure.
That's so sad. So before that, we went to Lake Bailey, which is Cynthia Bailey's. She just bought this lake home that we see. Mm-hmm. And you see Nene roll up in her car, and immediately you said, I don't like her. I've dated someone like her.
Oh, I've dated many Nene's. She just like, I don't know. She just exuded drama. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know. I just immediately knew like she was someone I've dated. She's just loud and like, mm-hmm. she says yas a lot. I've dated that girl.
So you've dated a southern girl because you're from North Carolina. I don't think we said that in the beginning.
Yeah, I'm North Carolina.
So you're not from Atlanta, but North Carolina. Yeah. So I thought you could get down with the southern chicks. Then they talk about the 50 Shades of Cynthia party, which you're not down with. Jason was like,
I don't like the whole thing was just too much. Like, birthdays are already like a narcissistic thing. And then she's like, all right, everybody has to dress like me. Like, that's too much, sweetie.
That's such a housewives thing. And plus, she's a supermodel on top of it.
Oh, my God. Her entrance. Can we talk about that?
Sure.
She makes everybody just wait in there. And then she's like, and I'm wearing this yellow dress, and it's like the sun. And she just comes in, like, stunts in. Everybody goes crazy. Takes out their cell phones like they're not her friends or something. Like, I've never walked into a room and my friends just start taking pictures of me. Like, that would weird me out.
But wouldn't you? I'd like it.
You would like it?
Well,
like your friends that act like paparazzi instead of like your friends?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes. It depends on the people. Occasionally. If I was looking really nice. You and I want to go to the Instagram museum
I don't mind people taking pictures of me, but I don't want...
You don't want a grand entrance.
I don't want a grand entrance, mm-hmm. and I don't want to know the pictures are taken.
Oh, you want to get them candid, but then they better show you before they post it.
Yeah, I'd love candid pictures of me having a good time. But I don't want, like, posed pictures, and I don't want me, like, walking in. Like, I don't look good walking. I'm going to tell you right now, like, I'm going to have to pose a couple things.
We'll post a picture of you for everyone to see.
Yeah, pose a picture
of
me walking.
Or a video
of
you walking.
No, just post the picture of me walking, and then a posed picture, and you're going to see the difference, I'm telling you.
I can't wait. Yeah. It'll be like those things on Instagram where it's like you can fool people into thinking you lost weight just by your posture.
Oh, yeah. I see those all the time. Mine's just like, nah, it's angles, dude. Gotta get them angles right.
So then they're talking about that. They're just gossiping there, or as they call it, kikiing. So you kiki. That just
kiki,
means like gossip, you know, talking shit. Having a little kiki session. And then they talk about Kenya having gotten married. She went off and eloped. Yeah. And you don't know Kenya, but Kenya's a former Miss USA. Yeah. She hasn't always been everyone's favorite. She does get along with Cynthia. Her and Nene have had a rocky past.
Nene's probably had a rocky past with everybody.
She has. Good
she
call.
Has like that personality. I'm telling you, I've dated a Nene. And that is the most stressful situation a man can put himself in.
Jason with the dating Nene advice. And they definitely, Nene's not believing it because in the past, Jason, Kenya has been rumored to have paid guys to play her boyfriend on the show.
Ooh, that's a rough
kind of cast him. I think Kenya's like 46, never been married. So a lot of shade gets thrown at her for that. Oh. Now, you could think of it as, oh, she's difficult, or maybe she's picky and just has higher standards. You don't know.
Or maybe she's gay.
That would be great. However, last season we had a lot of rumors thrown around about which lady's gay or lesbian when really they're just all bisexual.
Oh, they are?
A lot of them have hooked up together.
It doesn't matter.
No.
It's just like, I don't know. Like, if you're not into men, don't like try to pretend like you are.
I think they just, our like Candy and Porsche had a hookup. There was a whole bunch of drama about it last year. Porsche didn't want
to
admit it.
A little bit more
oh
now.
Yeah, see, I told you, gotta give
drama.
It some time. Atlanta
is
good.
It's like sexual drama within themselves. Now, yep. That's something. I'm into that.
Course you are.
Yeah, no, I'm into that because like that kind of drama is always the worst drama.
Oh,
and when you bring
groups?
Sex into it and you hate that person, like it's like it's like you have all the yeah, that's a lot of drama.
Yeah. Well, it's a comment.
Minute 30, drama, bravo.
So then Kenya does show up, she joins, and she talks about her marriage, and we find out that she doesn't even say who her husband is.
Well, she does.
She calls him baby.
Yeah, she calls him. Yeah, she calls him Bay or whatever to all her friends, but she posted his name on Instagram. So,
what's going on there?
I don't, yeah, like she, like everybody can know.
Apparently, he doesn't want to be mentioned on the show.
Mm.
And
on the show, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's a business guy. I guess he has lots of restaurants and stuff, so he feels like, you know, what probably happened is he fell in love with the chick from. A reality show.
Oh, and he
started Googling it. Is figuring out, oh god, this is not gonna be good for business. I love her, but I don't like what she's involved in, which has happened to quite a few housewives.
Yeah, that's what happened with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. Like he wanted to do some like clothing line or something with a big designer, and they wouldn't have anything to do with them because
of keeping
Kim
up.
Kardashian and like the porn and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're like fashion. They're becoming fashion icons.
Yeah,
now.
But I mean, more prestigious, like fashion artists and stuff didn't want to have.
I thought you were just going to break some news to me that they were getting divorced, and I don't want Kim and Kanye to get divorced.
No, whatever. They're perfect for each other,
right? I think so too.
I like crazy.
Me too. I like both of them. So they're talking about that, and when they go outside, I thought it was funny that Nene, you know, Kenya saying she eloped because she didn't want, you know, people in her business because people have questioned her relationships, and Nene said, who would do that? And then it flashes back to Nene doing
that. Well,
yeah,
of course Nene's always doing it. Nene is Nene, okay?
She totally is. The next scene, like we said before, we went to Portia's house. They were quote unquote podcasting. Then they brought up Phaedra, which you don't know Phaedra because she got kicked off this season, but she was a housewife for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Portia were very good friends. And then there was some drama that went down, and basically Phaedra set her. Some people think Phaedra set her up. Some people think Portia knew all along, but they went after Candy, and it had to do with Candy and Portia's little bisexual experience they had.
Ooh.
And then, they were spreading rumors that Candy had some kind of sex dungeon in her house.
Oh, my God.
And almost like Candy, they alluded to like Candy was like a rapist, like tried to get on Portia, when really it was Portia trying to get with Candy.
Oh, so we got like rape allegations?
It was too messy. It was so messy to even get into, but Portia's not completely innocent in it. So Nene is right in that sense. And Phaedra's gone.
She has to be so thankful this is reality TV when she's getting these accusations. Be like, thank God we were on TV the whole time.
Yeah. Seriously, that they could actually, that you have receipts.
Yeah.
You know? Because it got so messy, and it was basically Phaedra and Candy used to be friends, and Phaedra had a vendetta against Candy and was using Portia basically to get back at her.
Oh, wow.
And to spread rumors. And because they would always say,
people. I don't like these type of people.
Well, Phaedra is a lawyer, a successful lawyer.
God.
So, of course, she knows how to play dirty. But she's not here this season.
So everybody's just kind of manipulative.
Yeah, you have to be. I mean, reality stars. You don't watch a lot of reality TV, do you?
No, I don't watch any reality TV.
Welcome to the world, my friend. Welcome.
Yeah, I feel like I know why I stayed away from it, though. It stresses me out.
It's only been one episode. Yeah.
It stresses you out. You're like, oh, my God. Like, I have my problems, and now there's...
After we watched the episode, Jason said, I'm going to need a snack or something.
Yeah, I'm going to have to eat my fillings,
and
man.
So I made him a nice smoothie, which I think he liked. It was a peanut butter smoothie.
Yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm. I just suggested that you freeze the bananas next time.
Okay, Miss Perfect.
And she wasn't trying to hear it.
I was like, I'm going to make a smoothie for 30 days straight on Danette May's 30-day challenge.
Well, I'm telling you, you're going to improve your life by freezing the bananas.
I'll try it, but now keep it to yourself. Okay. Then we go to Nene's store. So your girlfriend Nene's back, and we're at her swag boutique. What'd you think
Every
of her boutique?
Every time I see Nene, I'm stressed out.
Because you have this love hate. It's like you're attracted to her because you're like,
oh no, she's definitely my type for sure.
But oh, I love that Nene's your type. I love
Nene's my type, and but Nene's and Jason's don't match.
Oh, you guys would be so cute together.
Oh, no, we'd fight all the time. Her, I don't know. Her place was fine, I guess. I don't know what.
You just got a quick look at it.
Yeah, it just seemed like an Apple store.
Why?
With clothes in it. It was all white.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was an old Apple store.
It was all white. She was wearing a camo jacket.
I mean, she has pretty good style, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just seen her in the two or three outfits or whatever, yeah. And they're all dresses. I don't know anything about dresses.
But so. You are, Jason is someone who is into fashion.
Yes, I do like fashion.
Mm-hmm. And you're pretty fashionable yourself. So
as much as I can.
Yeah. Well, you're doing good. You're doing good.
Thank you.
It's like we're fashion on a budget.
Yeah.
You know, these women have whatever.
I'm Target fashion.
Yeah, I'm Target fashion too. Target's really up in their game now. I talked to one of the cashiers recently. She said, we're
of
going for more.
Of course you talked to a cashier. Are you Midwest person?
So Midwest. And she said, we're trying to make it more H&M. I go, it's working.
Oh, really? I haven't been to Target lately.
Oh, get there. It's different brands. They're a lot more clothes. They're even like styling their mannequins. They even have mannequins that aren't like the stick thin. They have like all different type size body.
Yeah,
mannequins.
I'm more of a bulky person. Like I need like shirts that don't cut my, like hurt my arms.
That's the new trend with men. It's that
I
slim
fit. I
don't
like fit. That.
Yeah.
Because, like, most people's arms are, like, 13 inches or something, and mine are, like, 15, so, like, most shirts hurt. Mm-hmm. And, like, now, like,
it's hurting.
That's why I wear, like, long sleeves a lot, too, is because, like, long sleeves are always baggier.
Yeah.
You can get your arms
You gotta fit them guns in there.
Well, I mean, it's fat arms.
It's them tuna melt guns.
Yeah, it's them tuna melt guns.
No, you look good. Don't worry, Jason. We are body positive on this podcast. Then Sheree joins Nene. They do a little kiki-ing. They talk about Bae, baby.
Yeah.
They talk
she
about...
She had a lot of attitude.
Sheree?
Nene.
Oh, Nene. Oh, yeah. Oh, what did you think? Well, you just got a brief introduction to Sheree.
Yeah. But Nene kind of just like reminded me of so much bad times. I'm just like, she's the only one I focused on.
Yeah. Well, when Nene left the show for a while, I think the other ladies were happy because then their star could rise because Nene was on this show. This is the 10th year. She was on from day one and then took a couple years off. Actually did some real acting. I think she was on Glee. I think she was on multiple shows, a couple different network shows because she started as an actress.
Oh, okay.
So these women are like, that's why I like them. They got some substance. Like,
yeah, no, they're doing their own thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't need anybody. They're
I just like Atlanta. I like Atlanta. So they do their little, they talk the Porsche and Fader. We already kind of talked about that. Yeah. Then we get to Kenya's car ride with her dad. And you said it reminded you of talking with your parents because her dad found something on Facebook. And you're like, that's what my parents do.
Yeah. Like he did, he said something like, somebody told me you posted this on Facebook. It never was them finding it on Facebook. It's like, somebody brought this to my attention.
Yeah, he's never even read it.
Yeah, he doesn't even know how to get on Facebook.
Yeah.
But her dad was like super negative. She didn't even invite him to her wedding, did she?
No.
That's crazy.
So she eloped. I think they had like two friends there.
Yeah.
So.
And she's like crying in her car.
It was kind of sad. I felt for
Kenya. It was sad, but like. They show clips of her dad. I'm like, yeah, he's a real piece of work.
Right? One of his lines were, I don't like women telling men what to do.
Yeah, I'm like, but you'd let men tell you what to do? I feel like if you're that kind of guy, you won't let anybody tell you what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, like that's, but say it like strictly women.
It shouldn't just be women.
Yeah, it should be everybody.
And then she showed him her new house and he was like, well, you don't want to hear what I have to think about this. So I don't blame her for not wanting him at her wedding. He'll go.
Because she was like talking about getting all the negativity out of her life or something like that, which I understand, which is cool.
Well, and I think for Kenya, she's been ridiculed so much, dragged over the coals. She really, as much as people love or hate Kenya, everyone wants to find a partner and let her be happy. Even if, I don't think she paid this one, but even if she did, let her be happy.
Yeah, but at the end of it, wasn't she crying like somebody was in a veil or something and was saying that they wanted to get a divorce? I don't remember who it was.
Oh, scenes from next week?
Yeah.
I think that, that might be something we see next week because I know that there's been issues with her current husband and him probably thinking he bit off more than he could chew with the show. Because he doesn't want to be seen on the show at all. Which Bravo was not happy about. They almost, I heard, it was rumored, they gave her an ultimatum like, well, you either pick that or you get him to be on the show, but we're not going to have you on the show if your husband won't appear. Because it's a big part of her storyline, and you'll learn that with Housewives, they all have their certain storylines. And Kenya getting married is huge for her storyline. After all these years, every season is Kenya trying to find a man. And she's had some duds and one she's paid for. So now she's got it and Bravo's like, we want to see it.
Well, that has to suck for the guy to be like, find out that your person you're dating is a reality star. And then like you go and look at it and it's just like them being like just thirsty like for like five seasons. Like nobody wants to see that.
Because he didn't meet her like that.
Yeah, I know. But now he's like, oh, this is who the real person is. She's just like thirsty. And she's like, it doesn't make you feel special at all.
No.
So it's just like, oh, she's just trying to find somebody. So I can understand him finding, like watching some old episodes and being like, all right, well, this needs to happen as a divorce.
Mm-hmm. No, so that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because
how
you
meet
someone.
Yeah, I see his side of it more than hers. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I get, like, she's thirsty and she's older and wants to, like, get married. But I don't know. There's something about desperation that just turns you off.
Yeah, well, with anybody.
Yeah.
You know? There's vulnerability, but then there's just being desperate.
Yeah.
And you're like, no thank you. So she cries in her car. Her dad, he says his piece. They pretty much make amends, and I thought it was a good way to end it, where he was just like, you know what? I want to meet him, welcome in the family, and I'm happy for you.
Yeah, that was nice.
So it was sweet. It just shows how families.
But that's definitely like something like her mom told her dad to say.
No, her mom's not in the picture, but maybe her stepmom or something.
Oh, yeah, stepmom or something like that.
But yeah, that sounds like he's been trained.
Yeah, that's
a woman's touched him for that response.
All right, listen, this is how women think. You need to say this and everything will be fine.
Because you can't say how you really feel. Because clearly we saw in the clips.
Yeah,
he
just feels a lot of bad things all the time.
He feels some type of way a lot. So then we have Portia and Sheree at the wig store, which was a super boring scene. I mean, if there could be a more boring scene, I don't know what it would be. We do get Portia's take on being mad at Nene, and it's because Nene said that she should be fired, and so she's holding on to that. And Nene had tried to give her some advice because Portia's known to throw down. Like, Portia fights people.
Oh, like you can do that as an adult?
Well, you're not supposed to. By the law and by the standards of the show, you're not necessarily supposed to. But she's definitely been in some physical altercations. She has to go to anger management, which we see on the show. Not this season yet, but we've seen it previously. And so Nene's given her some advice. But my favorite part is when they do a cutback and she's like, Nene's giving Portia advice, going, Portia, you can't be hitting people. This is going to affect your jobs, your networking. And Portia's like, didn't you choke someone? She's like, and Nene's just like, do you have video? Do you have proof? Then shut up. Like, it was so funny.
I would, anytime someone brings up something from my past, do you have video? Do you have proof? Then it didn't happen.
Exactly. Don't deny it until you know there's no proof. And then you're not a liar.
Yeah.
That was
Did
perfect.
You see a video?
It didn't happen. So they try on wigs and we're over it. Then we have Cynthia arriving at her party for the first time to get her glam squad on with her daughter. And she has this really awkward phone call with her ex-husband of probably just about a year. They've been divorced, Peter. And I thought that was awkward.
It was weird. And even he wasn't going to come to her birthday.
Yeah. And even her daughter was like, you should have got off earlier, Mom.
Yeah.
And it's, why even invite? I don't understand. Like,
plus, you still want to be friends with him. I understand that. Like, being in a relationship so long, you're like, well, we could still be friends.
But it's not even Noelle's dad. Her and Peter were married for like 4 years.
But it's probably still like 4 years is a long time.
I'm not friends with my exes, so I don't get that. Like, you're dead to me once you're gone.
Yeah,
you're gone.
Pretty much same for me. But it's not necessarily my fault. Most of the time, I don't have any problems like being with friends with
them. Well, I thought you meant like when you end a relationship. It's not normally
it's never
my fault.
No, it's always my fault. But I don't know. I guess I can be friends with them if they're willing to be friends, but most of the times they're the ones like, no.
Yeah. It's hard to work that out, especially when people start dating new people.
Yeah.
And then
that's
usually
when it ends if you're trying.
That next person that comes in is like, no, you're not being friends. Unless you share a child. And then you kind of have to make it work. But if you don't, just say your goodbyes and move on.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be friends, you would have still been married.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. You could have been friends that had sex together, and you didn't want to. So now it's over. Then people start arriving at Cynthia's party, and we see the great Cynthia arrive in her yellow dress, which you hit on already.
Too much.
Do you think she was just being a little too extra?
Yeah, that was super extra.
But it's expected of a supermodel.
Yeah, but come on. Like, nobody wants to see that.
And you do wonder if the friends genuinely are like, yay.
No, I feel like they were coached, like, take pictures of her. And, like it didn't seem real to me. Like, because who makes it? I've never walked in a room and people looked and then started clapping. Like, that's
sad.
Happened.
They should when you come to the stage at stand-up comedy.
No, I go, well, thanks for that, guys. At the beginning, Ari said, I was like, thanks for not clapping. But, no, I just meant in general, not on stage. Like, just walk into a room and people start clapping, that's weird.
It's a little fact
that she wanted that is weird.
Oh, she wanted it.
She wants, like, so much weird attention that would make me anxious.
Yeah, and definitely... That's housewife attention.
Oh,
they love that shit.
I don't
shit.
Need that housewife stuff.
But can we talk about for a minute how good Cynthia looks for 50?
Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
I've never seen a 50-year-old look like that.
Oh, I saw this one woman. She is probably 50 or 60 in an Aldi one time.
Aldi.
And she was amazing. She's a white lady, which is like super rare.
They always say black don't crack. I go, black don't crack, but white shatters.
That's hilarious. Yeah, but she was white, which is what made it extra weird. You know, like I see older, attractive black women all the time, but like attractive white women, that's rare. And she... She had trendy type hair. Mm-hmm. Her body was like in good shape, and like her skin, like she was pale because I guess like sun damage is what really like makes you look old. Mm-hmm. And like she is super pale, but she was like beautiful. I was like, oh my God. I was like, there's no way she's single. But like, I was like wanted to talk to her so bad.
You should have.
She was so pretty.
You didn't?
I just like looked at her. I was like, God, it's... I just want to tell her she's pretty because she's like you're killing it. You're like 50-something years old and you're like a gorgeous
lady. However, what if she wasn't 50?
Oh, that would have sucked. And she just dyed her hair gray or something.
I'm actually, how old are you? And you're like 31. Yeah. She's like, I'm 29.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, I would never go up to a woman in general and say,
and never
pretty.
Go, you look good for your age. And she'll go, you don't know my age. And that's the easiest way you can get punched into Aldi.
laid out in the frozen foods.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Then Cynthia's friends have all arrived at this party dressing like a different Cynthia, whether it's in a picture that she did for modeling, and they decide now there has to be a competition. Cynthia has devised and organized a competition. And they all do their walk.
They're competing for her affection.
Yep, they are competing. Because she has a modeling school. It's almost like she's doing like a Tyra Banks, America's Next, My Best Friend model.
Yeah. Who can be dressed more like me?
Exactly. And I'm glad they did it because Cynthia's sister, Mallory, was wasted. And when she did her walk, she fell over.
Oh, wow.
And that was my favorite thing about this whole episode. If Mal could be, when the housewives are drunk and fall, it's always a good laugh.
Oh, it's a
people good... falling for me is like the best humor.
Oh, is
and
it?
I know that's sad, but there's an episode of Judge Judy where this guy falls in a hole, and I have it saved to my favorites, and I watch it when I'm sad because it's so great.
Oh, you'd love following me around LA. Like I always misstep.
I would love that.
I'd always misstep and like trip a little bit, but not enough to fall, but just enough to like everybody knows I missed the step.
I think I have seen you fall off a curb before.
Yeah, curbs come, they come up on you, man. Like I just don't.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't look down at my feet that much. I probably should.
So then we see the girls are trying to all come together at this party. So pretty much everyone shows up to the party. But Candy and Portia aren't on good terms. Nene and Portia aren't on good terms. Sheree arrives with Portia. So Sheree is trying to be the friendship whisperer and bring them together. And there's a point where Candy just walks away. Candy's the one that has the big Coke cans in her hair. And she walks away and goes over to Nene and just like, I can't take Portia's fake ass.
Ooh.
And you're like, Jason's like, I don't know. I might need a little break on that one. But.
Yeah, I would have to take breaks like every 5 minutes. I'd have to look at my phone or something.
We're going to have
like,
to give you just, Xanax or something.
It makes me anxious.
Sheree does then try to get Portia and Nene, who are the two that are really beefing this season so far, to come together. And she literally puts them together, which it's always awkward when a friend does that.
Oh, yeah. Like, pulls you together and then leaves the group.
It never works.
I don't even like people I like, I don't like doing that. Like, if we're a group of three friends and, like, you're just new to the party and you go together and then they just bounce.
That's the worst, when you're at a party, you don't know anyone, and you're like, oh, Jalene, have you met my friend, you know, Andy or something? And you're like, no. And then you're like, I'm going to go get something. And they leave there and you're like, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, it's terrible. Just the worst. Like, I don't know this person. And like, you know what? I judged, like, when we got in here, I didn't want to know this person. And now I'm stuck with them.
And now she's doing it with people who are fighting. It's like, when they're ready, they'll be ready.
Yeah.
These are two very strong women. And so now, Sheree, they call her the bone collector. Like, Sheree's got receipts on everyone. Sheree stirs the pot.
Wait, receipts on everyone? Is that a thing?
She's got, okay.
Is that a slang term they use?
Yeah, like, they use bone collector. They use receipts. They use, you know, shade, reads. Like, the Atlanta housewives are known for reading each other. So their confessionals, like, you watch other housewives, it's
reading
not as
each
funny.
Other. What do you mean reading?
It's like
each
a read.
Other.
So when you hear them in their confessionals saying something that's like almost a roast, roasting them, that's kind of like a read.
Oh, a read is roasting.
Yeah, so when Portia tonight said, well, because Sheree said something like, no, Nene's like this, she's like, well, you'll have to introduce me to the new Nene and her and the new face or whatever, because she got plastic surgery done. So she's like throwing shade and doing a read. And so it's all things, you know, I'm still learning. I'm not as cool as these Atlanta housewives.
I think it's just like professional wrestling. Like, you don't understand what a suplex is until, like, you watch it a bunch of times. You
exactly.
Know what I mean?
Like, see, this is going to be your WWF in the 90s or late 80s. So
definitely not late 80s.
Why not?
Because I wasn't, like, I was, like, 4 years old.
Oh, could you grow up already? Could you get older so we could have a grown-up conversation?
I was in the
Chell,
Flintstones.
Can you come back?
Age, is he?
He is a year older.
Yeah, he's a year older.
I like my friend man young and my real man young. I don't want to be around a bunch of old crusty dudes.
I think you
dudes.
Think it takes away from the crow's feet.
Yours, not mine.
Yeah, you don't have any. You're perfect.
Mm-hmm. We just did have breakfast and you said, he looked at me and he goes, your forehead's pretty good. It doesn't have any lines.
Yeah, we were talking about plastic surgery and I was just looking.
First you asked me if I had Botox.
Yeah, because you had, like, your face is nice, like, no wrinkles, and, like...
Thank you.
I've met women that are half your age.
Oh, see? That was shade. That was shade. You are learning. You already know it. You're living it. And I'm going to cry after this podcast. Why would I invite my friend on this show? So... they come together, Portia and Nene. It's not working. Portia accuses Nene of trying to get her fired, and there's a show that occurs after the main programming on Bravo, which is called Watch What Happens Live. Andy Cohen hosts it. I'm sure you've heard of Andy Cohen before, Jason. And he brings on guests of different Bravo shows.
Oh, is it kind of like that Dirty Laundry show?
What was the Dirty Laundry show?
I feel like they did this in, I don't know, maybe Road Rules or something.
Exactly. Yes. It's like the after show.
Yeah, it's an after show and they're like, air your dirty laundry or whatever.
You were a Road Rules fan and Challenge fan?
No, I just knew that it existed. Like, it came on once after, like, Beavis
I was like,
and Butthead or something.
Ding, ding, ding. Bells are going off. I'm like, we could have a challenge podcast. I always have a million. Jason's like, you have too many podcasts. No such thing.
Yeah, you're just...
they're so fun. I don't even have to put on makeup for them, but I do.
Yeah, you're just trying to make a job where you don't have to, like, clean yourself up.
Right? This would be... I mean, I did go to school for journalism, so...
Oh, well.
I'm definitely using my degree talking about the Housewives. So Portia thinks that Nene said she should be fired on Watch What Happens Live. That's what they were referencing. For whatever reason, they can't just say Watch What Happens Live. I don't know why. We
is
all know
it's not a Bravo show.
It is, and Andy Cohen hosts it. But maybe they just to keep it more in their reality. They don't want to, like, they're supposed to be real housewives, not TV stars.
Yeah,
maybe that's the thing. But really, Nene didn't say to fire them. He asked her straight out if you could get rid of people, who would it be? And she said Portia and Phaedra. So Nene didn't call for their firing. She just said that. So really, they can roll back the tape. Yeah. It was taken out of context.
But they were probably trying to set her up to get drama started. So who knows? Like, all this is planned.
It is, totally. And basically, Portia says that she wants to talk about what closed the door. And Nene's like, I don't want to talk about what closed the door. And I don't want to go back 3 weeks. She said if they go back 3 weeks to when Nene said this on Watch Rabbit's Life, she wants to go back to the beginning of what started the fight. So you made a good point in this, because I think Nene said, I'm not going to talk to you if you're just going to talk over me. And Jason goes, that's all they've been doing.
Yeah, they only talk over each other, and it's like insufferable. Mm-hmm. It's like we had to turn on the subtitles just to understand like who's saying what.
Yeah, because it's too many people talking at once.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's too much to read, to be honest.
So you just read a book. You read a Housewives book. So that was pretty much the episode. Nene left. Cynthia had her cake, and they finished out the party. And next week, there will be another episode. But for us, we'll have to watch it sooner than that, because it's already aired. So your first experience with Housewives and Bravo, what do you think?
It's a bit much in general. Like, it's a lot of drama. It's a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand why people like it, though.
Yeah, why?
If you like drama in your everyday life.
Well, and I think it can even be people who don't necessarily like it, but maybe people who don't feel like they have a voice. They watch shows like this, and they're like, okay, yeah.
Oh, that would make sense, like, because these people are so outspoken, and they're not.
Because I know a lot of fans of Housewives you wouldn't guess. Like, very quiet people, and they're like, oh, I love the Housewives. So I don't even think you have to necessarily be about the drama. It's in some way, they're just entertaining, and you don't mind watching it. But you don't, like, you can watch it from afar, but you don't want it in your own life.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, it just, like, I guess when I watch stuff like that, I just take their problems as my problems. I'm like, it just aggravates me.
That might be a therapy thing. Yeah, you're really soaking in that.
Yeah, no, I'm like, oh, I don't like her. She said this to her.
You're
like, I'm already
them.
Like getting like that, and I'd have to take breaks. I'm like, why am I getting invested in these people?
Well, you know, you do have your ex-girlfriend Nene on the show. It's very difficult.
Yeah, it's tough to watch Nene out there still living her best life.
So who did you think was the best Cynthia impersonator of? I know you don't know their names, but we had the Coke can.
Well, I don't know Cynthia that well, so I can't tell you who was the best
impersonator. Or who looked the coolest.
I don't know. Like, the only one I really noticed was the one with aluminum cans in her hair.
That's Candy.
Yeah, like that was the standout one, because she had aluminum cans in her hair.
I would agree with you.
Everybody else was like wearing dresses and stuff, and like
wearing dresses and stuff.
Yeah, and like heels, and like having their hair done nice. So they just looked nice, whether you knew they were trying to be her or not.
Yeah.
But this one was like, oh, she's clearly a suck up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna do the
Candy
thing
is
possible.
Competitive. Oh, she was gonna win this thing. So,
and they gave her, the award was like a heavy, like,
a real
glass
award.
Yeah. Like, come on, dude. Just give me $50. Like, I don't want to have to put this up somewhere.
See, Candy has multiple Grammys. Would you put that next to her Grammy?
Yeah, she's going to put that next to her Grammy. This is the time I impersonated my friend.
with Coke cans in my
Coke
hair.
With Coke cans. It cost me $5, and I had to drink 12 Cokes.
And I had to take pictures of her. And Candy doesn't even drink alcohol, so she's got to be bored at this party.
Oh, my God.
She's sober. So
I could not be sober or anything around these people. I'd have to have some wine or something going
on. Well, that's why they drink a lot of wine.
Yeah.
You'd need some Xannies or something.
Yeah. This is just a lot of stress.
I'm very proud of you for making it to this episode. We always do we rate the episode. So from 1 to 7 Housewives, because there's 7 total Housewives, 1 being the worst, 7 being the best, what would you rate this episode? First time. Entertaining as...
It's a one.
How about for what it's supposed to be? Did it do the job? Do you think it was supposed to do, or did you think it was going to be something?
Maybe it's just because it's the first episode and I'm not like totally invested in the people yet. Maybe it'll take me 3 or 4 episodes before like I get into it. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of just boring. Like, I don't want to hear about these rich people problems. Like, what do you want me to do?
So, yeah, maybe once we get to know them a little more.
Yeah. Like, so far, they're just a bunch of rich people being catty to each other and mean. And, like, although that's fun, It's not like
that's not your life.
Yeah, that's not my life.
No, your life is dry shampoo.
Dry shampoo.
Jean jackets. Doc Martens.
Yeah,
guitars.
I'm basic.
And you want a therapy cat because producer Tilly came in briefly.
I do want a therapy cat. I felt like I needed that cat to like get through the episode, and it didn't want to have anything to do with me.
Producer Tilly comes and goes as she pleases. She doesn't do much producing, but we can't take away the credit because she could maul us in our sleep. So we're basically afraid of her. I'm going to give this first episode of The Housewives a 4. I thought it was pretty boring. We have another OG going to come back, which is Kim Zolciak. You have no idea who I'm talking about, but she's something else. But she won't be back for a couple episodes, I think. But they should have just brought her back sooner. Why start so slow? Yeah. I don't know. So best dressed of the episode, we kind of did that with the Cynthia, but we also do, you know, who we thought was best dressed. And since you're into fashion, was there any outfit that stood out to you that you can remember? Or
There was a white one and there was a black one that seemed more classy than the rest of them, and I thought that looked nicer.
Okay, so there was
I felt like they wore less makeup with those two, so it was more of like a natural look.
Was the white outfit the one that Nene wore at the party? Your girlfriend?
Nene, no.
It wasn't Nene. So there was a white.
Nene. It was a.
It might have been Kenya, Miss USA.
No, I don't believe so. It was the woman that was like crying. Well, that could be any of them. Yeah, I don't remember, but she was one of the ones that wasn't in it as much.
Okay, so it might have been a friend of the housewives. Okay, so it might have been Cynthia's sister who fell drunk. Mallory,
I think so.
Maybe it was her. I'm gonna give it to Cynthia because that yellow dress was on point. She's 50. She says she's 50 Cent, and she's looking damn good. Well, Jason Webb, our new Housewives correspondent, our Southern correspondent.
For one episode only.
No, you're coming back. We're doing this season. It's gonna be fun. I promise you.
How many episodes in a season?
We'll talk about that afterwards.
How many episodes am I?
Shell's in the back laughing
hard. Is it infinite episodes? Like they just keep 20 episodes?
No, there was only 12 of Jersey this year, so there might not even be 20. But
we gotta watch the reunions.
Chell, you are not helping the situation. Okay.
All right, I got
all
swindled.
Right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Married to Bravo podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Married2Bravo. Thank you, Jason Webb. Thanks, Chell, for giving Jason Webb this opportunity. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.